You're listening to 101.5 here at Caboolture's own radio station. Today is the 11th of the 11th, which is Remembrance Day, and it's a great privilege for us to have in the studio here is Bruce Miller, retired Lieutenant Colonel, also the past President of the Moray Field and Surrounding Districts sub-branch of the RSL. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mick.
Look, 11th of the 11th, Remembrance Day. What does that really mean to yourself and the RSL?
Well, it means a lot to the RSL and myself, but I think it doesn't mean as much to the public these days. Anzac Day is the big day, and we push Anzac Day as much as we can. But I had two grandfathers who fought in the First World War, both on Gallipoli, and it means a lot to me personally what these guys went through. And after hearing a few little stories from them, and they're both passed obviously now, but I have so much admiration for what they did for us. The RSL feels the same way. It is one of those days for us that we can look back and thank those men who volunteered, and they were all volunteers, to go and fight for King and country, as the old saying used to be. We're very proud of that in the RSL, and it's something that we'll be pushing to commemorate for years to come.
Look, and you're right. It started off as a day that we commemorated the finishing of World War One, but really it's expanded since then, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. We now commemorate the all wars that we have been involved in, and yes, it was to commemorate the end of World War One, and it was called Armistice Day to start off with, and that was the armistice of the Great War. And remembering it was called the Great War then because we didn't have a World War II at that stage. And it's treated that way in other countries. England, for example, it's a big day there, and not so big here anymore. But we will keep it going because we've seen Anzac Day come to the fore again. It died off for some years. Now it's come back again, and we're getting huge crowds at Anzac Day. And we expect that the crowds for Remembrance Day will improve. I mean, I can remember here on Remembrance Day some years ago having 20 people. We're now getting upwards of 100, 150. So things are getting better.
Which is really good to hear. But not only that, look, the RSL, the Returned Soldiers League, is there for the people that are coming back from these wars. Have you got any advice for someone returning from any of these conflicts?
Yeah, my advice is, and I've seen this many times, Don't be afraid to seek help and come to the fore. A lot of people in the Army and Navy and the Air Force are taught to get on with the job. Don't complain. Get on with the job. And when you get out, that's not the story anymore. You know, you've got to seek help when it's needed. You know when it's needed. And so seek help. There's plenty of help out there. The RSL is a good intermediary for DVA, and we work very hard to make sure that veterans with problems are treated with respect and also given some priority at DVA.
And that is great advice, and I know that the RSL is there 24/7. Bruce, thank you very much for joining us the program today. It was great to have you with us.
Thanks very much, Mick.